Hello, my name is Jane Houth, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you today as we journey through the season of Advent and our devotional guide called Threads of Promise. Today is Tuesday, December the 23rd. Right now, we are focusing our attention on the promise that Christ has died as we look at prophecies about his birth and death and the stories in the gospel that show the fulfillment of these prophecies. Today, I'll be reading John 1, 1 through 14 in the New International Version and offering my devotional thoughts on the passage. Let us read together, remembering that Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. This is our passage today, John 1, 1 through 14 in the New International Version. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shined in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of a natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. My devotional today is entitled, The Word Became Flesh. When we read the words, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, they take us to the beginning of time. The baby in the manger was connected to the dawn of time. When we step into the stable and see the baby Jesus, we are seeing the beginning of Jesus' life as a human, but not the beginning of Christ. Christ saw the first ray of sunshine. He heard the first crashing of a wave. He felt the first drop of rain. Colossians 1:15. Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. The baby Jesus was born into this world, but the Word always existed. Christ didn't fashion the world out of pre-existing raw material. He created everything out of nothing. All things were made through him. He is the firstborn of all creation. 1 Corinthians 8:6. And there is but one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom all things were created and through whom we live. Christ did not separate himself from his creation. The Word of God entered the world with the cry of a baby. He dwelt among us while we lived in this world, and he wants to dwell in our hearts today. The beginning of our new relationship with God is made possible through Christ. John 14:6. Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. How would you react if you saw a painter become oil on his own canvas, or a potter melt into clay on his wheel? This is what happened when Christ became an embryo in the Virgin Mary. The Word became flesh. John 1:14. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. And now for a word of prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for your word that has existed since creation. We are grateful that you chose to have your word enter the world with the cry of a baby born in a manger, bringing us a new relationship with you. Thank you that when Christ became an embryo in the Virgin Mary, your word became flesh and dwells in our hearts today. Amen.